사장이었어? 사베사타 아베라한토 사베사타 아비아바자한토 사베사타 아니가 사나 파리다함토 사비타나 사비타나 아베라함토 사비타나 아디아바자함토 사비 하나 아니가 헌투 사베타나 수키아타남 파리하란투 사베부타 사베부타 아베라 헌투 사베 아디아 바차헌투 사베부타 아니가헌투 사베부타 수키아타남 파리하 In the practice of metta meditation, we cultivate this quality of the heart and where an appropriate wish can be very helpful to really come in contact with this heart quality of goodwill, friendliness, of loving kindness, or of benevolence. So we have a wish like, may all beings be happy and well. May all beings be free from enmity, and so on. And what has come up this morning in the group that I had with the group interviews was like, and I've completely stated it or forgotten to mention it, and Patricia as well. Like, we have given the sentences in English because that's the language of teaching here, but please use this wish, this phrase in Finnish. Use your mother language where, you know, we have a closer relationship to the word, to the language, to the meaning of this word. This is how it should be, you know. It doesn't need to be English. It doesn't need to be Pali language. Use the language with which you feel most comfortable, which is closest to the heart. So translated, may all beings be happy, simple things. Or may all beings be free from all kinds of suffering. May all beings live at ease and in peace. In the cultivation of metta, we take other people, other living beings as the object for our metta meditation, like, may my teacher be happy and well. or may all living beings be free from suffering. And although we take other people, other living beings as the object for our metta meditation, we take them in order to cultivate and further strengthen this quality in our heart. So it's about strengthening and cultivating this loving, kind and friendly attitude in ourselves with the help of an object, another person, another living being. And although we wish, may my teacher be happy and well, comes from the depths of our heart. Yes, I really wish my teacher be happy and well. But we do not do it with the expectation that because of my wish and because of my cultivation metta for her or him, then the teacher is really happy and is really well. This is not the primary aim. The primary aim is to cultivate and strengthen this quality in us. So to really make this loving and kind and friendly attitude, the metta, in ourselves grow and become strong. And when it becomes strong, it shines, it radiates from us further and further away. And it will have positive effects on other people, on other living beings. It's just natural. But that's where we have to be careful. It's not our primary concern to make another person happy and peaceful. Primary concern is to establish a peaceful, friendly, loving attitude in ourselves. And when it becomes strong in ourselves, and we really live it, when we embody it through our being, through our actions, through our speech, it affects other people. And it can have quite amazing and wonderful effects on other people, on other beings. So that comes naturally. Almost like a positive side effect. But we must grow it in ourselves to make it very strong. You may have heard that quote of Mahatma Gandhi, who said, "Be the change that you would like to see in the world." So if you like to see the world, people in the world become friendlier, more loving, kinder, with less violence and suffering, causing suffering to others, then be that in the first place yourself. Be kinder. Be more compassionate. Be more loving, show more goodwill yourself. Recently, I heard of this Israeli meditator who has been meditating for a number of years and also has been practicing metta meditation. And she really, really had made a commitment not to add more suffering to the world in which there is already enough suffering happening. And one day, it's kind of winter, it was snowing in Jerusalem, which is something apparently quite rare. And so the snow caused a chaos in the morning. The roads were full of snow and they couldn't clear them as quickly as there was clearing here in Finland maybe. And so it was quite a chaos. Traffic, you know, didn't move, cars stuck in the road. And so she didn't get the newspaper in the morning as she usually would. The newspaper delivered at 6 or 7 a.m. And she waited a little bit and thinking, maybe it will come a bit later. But then almost noon, she hadn't gotten her newspaper, and she thought, I checked with the company that distributes the newspaper whether I will still get it today or not, just to know. And so then she called the company, and a woman was answering the phone, and the student, this Israeli woman, very politely greeted the woman on the phone and said that she, and both speaking in a very kind and polite manner, saying that she hadn't received the newspaper yet this morning, and that she was wondering whether it would still come this day or not. And the woman at the telephone said that she couldn't exactly tell, because she didn't know where the people exactly were who distributed the newspaper. And so then the meditator said, okay, that's the way it is. And they continued to talk, and the woman from the newspaper then said, you know, you are the first person today I speak to who was not angry and shouting at me. She got many telephone calls that morning from people who were upset and angry that they didn't have the newspaper yet in their letterbox. And so I thought, yeah, you know, just in these little small ways that we can not cause any more suffering or aversion out in the world. It doesn't need to be, you know, big and amazing acts of kindness, but it's these little things in our day-to-day life which make a tremendous difference, and which will make a tremendous, have a tremendous effect and result. And before we go into the silent cultivation of metta, I'd like to read this little verse. It says, treat everyone with politeness, even those who are rude to you. Not because they are not nice, but because you are nice. I read it again. Treat everyone with politeness, or we could say with kindness, with metta, even those who are rude to you. Not because they are not nice, but because you are nice. So sit in a way that you feel comfortable. Take a few moments to feel your body, just the way it is right now. Bring your mind to the heart, or to the heart space. But doesn't need to be exactly the physical heart. And you may fill this heart space with a warm golden light. And then let this warm golden light grow and radiate, filling your whole body. So that your whole body gets lit up by this warm golden light. And then from your body, let it shine outward in all directions, all around you, below and above. A warm golden light shining in all directions, far and wide. Then bring your mind again into the heart space, connecting to this deep-seated wish in the heart to all beings be happy and well. May all beings be safe and protected. May all beings live at ease and in peace. So, pick one of these wishes, of these aspirations, translate it into Finnish or your mother language. And then together with this warm golden light, radiate this wish out into the world, all around you. May all beings be happy and well. May all beings be happy and well. May all beings be happy and well, and so on. Repeating this aspiration gently and silently. Connecting to this heart wish and let it radiate out into the world. Thank you. among the countless beings that there are in this world, that there are in this universe. Some of them we call our friends. To some of them we feel very close. Some of them are very dear to us. So among our friends or beloved persons, we will pick one friend, one person we feel very close to, one person who is a beloved person for us. We pick one to the sense of him or her in our mind. Maybe we have a mental image of this person in our mind. And so then we cultivate loving kindness for this person. May my dear friend so-and-so be happy and well. May she be happy and well. Or may Elena be happy and well. And so on. Then with this person as the object of our metta meditation, we continue our practice of loving kindness. Gently and silently, we repeat this wish, this aspiration. May so and so be free from all kinds of suffering. May my grandmother live at ease and in peace. opening up to all our friends. May all my friends be happy and well. May all the people I know be happy and well. May all the animals I know be happy and well. May all the people and animals I do not know be happy and well. May all living beings, without exception, be happy and well. Metta meditation as a formal practice can not only be practiced in sitting, but it can also be practiced in walking meditation, and it can also be practiced while eating, while taking a shower, while getting dressed, and so on. So in a metta meditation retreat, you are only metta is cultivated, one would cultivate this wish, this aspiration all day long in the sitting as we are doing it here, and then continue to do it in the walking, and then continue to do it in the eating, while taking a shower, while going to bed, etc. So one would do it from the moment one wakes up in the morning until we go to bed at night and fall asleep. And it would all the time be with the help of these aspirations. May I be happy and well, or may my people be free from suffering. And in a metta retreat, depending on the length of it, but if one engages really in a very intensive metta meditation retreat of 2 weeks, or a month, then one would stay with one person for 2-3 days, or even 4 or 5 days, and still one comes to that place where this pure, genuine metta, feeling of loving kindness, is really there for that person, and then one would go on to another person. Quite intense. Also quite wonderful how deep one can go there. And in January and February of this year, I was in Burma, and for the second time, together with my Burmese teacher and an American nun, we led a 2-week metta meditation retreat. And so we had meditators from all around the world who came to Burma to participate in this 2 weeks of metta. And this year it was actually 2 times 2 weeks. So 2 weeks, a few days break in between, and then another 2 weeks. And some people even did 1 month only metta. It's a wonderful practice. Not always easy, but very beneficial. Very, very helpful. So as I said, one cannot only cultivate it in the sitting posture, but also, for example, in walking. So you might try it out in a walking meditation session, maybe even right now. Continue to do the metta while you walk back and forth. The outer form is the same. You choose a place where you walk up and down gently, but instead of being aware that you are walking, instead of being aware of the foot taking a step and another one, you simply walk. The body knows how to walk, and you stay with these aspirations. Pick a person, yourself, a benefactor, or a dear friend, or all living beings, and then just cultivate, repeat this aspiration in order to tap into that quality. So let it radiate and shine out. So you can do a whole walking session in metta. Or you may do 20 minutes of metta in the walking and then switch to the vipassana meditation. Or at another time, you may try it out during a meal. So instead of being mindful in regard to the whole process of eating, the movements, chewing, the tasting, smelling, and so on, you can do metta. And there it could be metta for all beings who have contributed for this food to be on the table. So many living beings had to work and do something for this food to grow, to be picked, to be transported, to be sold. People who cook the food. So may all these people who have contributed for this food be happy and well. You could try it out when you have dinner or tomorrow morning during breakfast. Because it's also a practice that then can be incorporated into our day-to-day life. On the last morning of this retreat, we'll give a few more pieces of advice of how vipassana and metta can be incorporated into our day-to-day life. So now, make a smooth transition into the walking meditation, and some of you have the group in.